Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, the enemy's always trying to minister condemnation. Isn't he? Such a liar. Such a deceiver. Always trying, well, something's wrong with you. You don't have enough faith. You've missed it in so many ways. Well, you and everybody else around you. But why would you stop there? If you had missed it. If you knew you had missed it. I mean, on one occasion, Jesus told the woman, the man rather, he said, you've been made whole, go and sin no more, lest the worst thing come on you. Right? So you can do things that's wrong and open the door and have problems. But if you did, you know it. I said, if you did, you know it. And if you don't know it, you don't hunt. Maybe I missed it somewhere. Maybe I missed it somewhere. And maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't miss it. Maybe the curse is in the earth. Yeah, but I've had such a hard time. What if you were an unbeliever? Where would you be? A lot of you, instead of having tough fights, you'd be gone. Years ago. There's something worse than a tough fight. That's just getting destroyed. Boom. Don't know anything. Don't know how to believe God. Don't know how to fight the good fight of faith. It's not like unbelievers who are not trying to believe God have such rosy, wonderful lives. They're getting hit. They're getting attacked. Same stuff and worse. Why? Just being a human being on the planet, you can encounter difficulties, imperfections in your body, imperfections in the atmosphere, imperfections. It's because of the curse, which is because of sin. Oh, but we have a forgiver, and we have a healer. So no matter how it got that way, no matter where it just was in here because of sin and the curse, or I did something stupid and opened the door and caused myself a problem, either way, which one's easier? I can get forgiven and I can get healed and I don't have to wait till next week.
No, I don't.
I don't have to wait till tomorrow. Woo! Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Go with me to Isaiah 53. Anybody got anything marked over there? Isaiah 53, verse 1. I'm reading out of Young's literal translation. Somebody's getting free. Somebody's getting free. Quit trying to find fault. Quit trying to pin blame. Quit looking for stuff that's not there. Quit yielding to condemnation. If there's something you need to see, the Lord will show you. Yes, if you don't see it, be happy. Yes. Well, maybe you, and maybe you can't live by maybe. Right. That's the enemy trying to mess with you. I coulda, I shoulda. Oh, that's a bunch of junk. Yeah. It's a bunch of phony humility. And all it'll do is condemn you and undermine your confidence. And that's what the enemy is after, is to keep you in a place of no confidence or no faith. You must, how do you receive your forgiveness? By faith. How do you receive your healing? Same way, by faith. And that is in confidence. You can't be going around going, I hope I'm saved. I don't know that I really deserve it. Let me help you with that. You don't. So get over that. You just receive it. It's a gift. Well, I hadn't lived very well. I don't know if I'm worthy of being healed. You're not. Just get over it and go head on and receive it by the mercy of God anyway. If I can be forgiven, I can be healed. Same provision. Did Jesus take care of the sin problem? Did he? If there had never been a sin problem, there would never have been a sickness problem. Well, in taking care of the sin problem, he also took care of the sickness problem and the poverty problem. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it's for us to receive our healing just like, somebody say, just like I receive my forgiveness. Isaiah 53, 1. Who has given credence to that which we heard, and the arm of Jehovah, on whom has it been revealed? He comes up as a tender plant before him, as a root out of a dry land. He's no form nor honor when we observe him, nor appearance when we desire him. He's despised and left of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And as one hiding the face from us, he is despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, oh, somebody say surely. Surely our sicknesses he has borne, and our pains he has carried them. And we have esteemed him plagued, smitten of God, and afflicted. And he is pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Now stop. How many believe he bore your iniquities? He was punished for your transgressions.
Yes, sir.
The previous verse says he bore your sicknesses.
Yes, that's right.
And carried your pains. Is that true or not?
Yes, sir.
Do we take a cleaver and divide these in two and say, yeah, this is for us, but no, this is not. This is for everybody. This may not be for everybody. You dare not do it. He bore my sicknesses. He carried my pains. He took my iniquities. He bore my transgressions. Surely our sicknesses he bore. Our pains he carried them. Verse 5. He's pierced for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is on him. That's all your mental and emotional health. Jesus never had any mental problems of his own.
That's right.
But he took ours. I said, just like he bore our sins, he bore our sicknesses. Just like he bore our sicknesses, he bore mental anguish.
That's right.
The chastisement and broken peace was on him.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And by his bruise, there is healing.
Amen.
To us. Did he have to have the thorns jammed on his head to go to the cross? No, he didn't. Did he have to be scourged at the whipping post in order to go to the cross? Well, then was that just extra unnecessary? No. He was taking care of everything. Hallelujah. He offered up himself, spirit and soul and mind and body. He redeemed us, spirit and soul and mind and body. Yes, he paid the price for our sins. He also paid for our healing. He also paid for our peace and our needs to be met. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now here's a big one. If it all happened in the same Jesus, in the same work of redemption, and it's received the same way, so much so that Jesus said, which one's easier? Get forgiven, get healed. To him, it's the same. And he knows. I said, we ought to stay with him. If he said it's the same, what do we say? It's the same. How do you know you're forgiven? How do you know you're forgiven? Is anybody in here convinced you are forgiven?
Yes.
How do you know? You always feel forgiven? Have you always acted righteous? How do you know you are then? Are you sure you're forgiven?
Yes.
Maybe you're not. Check how you feel. That'd be a mistake. Right? Check, see if you feel forgiven. Do you really feel completely clean? Do you really feel like the righteousness of God? Do you really feel? Then how you know you're forgiven?
He said it.
How you know?
God said it.
How do you know?
By faith.
You believe that you have received your forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. You believed you receive it. The more you believe it and the less you quit focusing on how you feel, the more confidence you have and the freer you live. Guess what? Guess what? That's exactly how you receive your healing. How do you know you're healed? It's not based on what you feel any more than your forgiveness is based. It's not based on a report. It's not based on a test any more than your forgiveness is based on a test. Which is easier? It's not your job to fix yourself. You don't have to have any condemnation or shame or feeling put out or feeling less because all your money is not here or you still got some symptoms or you still got a symptom of unrighteousness. Not your job, not your job. Your job is to believe you receive. I receive my forgiveness. That's all I got to do. I receive my forgiveness and I am forgiven. Don't let your eyes fool you. I'm forgiven and cleansed. No matter what you may see or not see, I am forgiven. And what else? Come on, what else? What else? I'm healed. No matter what you see, no matter what I feel, I believe that I receive my healing. It's based on the same Jesus, the same work, the same redemption. Hallelujah. Woo!
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me